NPR Music's Tiny Desk contest is closed, and our music team is reviewing all the videos submitted. There was one entry from a band called Bernie and the Believers that caught our eye.
My name is Bernie Dalton. My lifelong dream was to record an album. A year ago, I was diagnosed with an aggressive form of ALS. It was time to get my butt in gear.
So he did, forming Bernie and the Believers with friends. His singing teacher, Essence Goldman, became his voice.
Always a boy loves me when I start to open. Always a boy leaves me when it's not enough.
Together they recorded an album called Connection with songs written by Bernie Dalton. I spoke with Essence Goldman, and she told me that when Bernie asked her to be his voice, she was working on her own album.
I wanted to help him, but, I didn't quite know how this would manifest.
Yeah.
And, he couldn't speak, so he would write on a legal pad. And he just said, I want you to be my voice. And I was in the middle of making an album myself, because I've been an artist for years, and I was deep in my own creative process, digging deep, trying to find my own voice.
What made you say yes?
Well, I mean, Bernie's very charming. And I mean, he had something important to say that deserved to be said. And in some ways, it had more urgency. What could be more important than this man's mission to convey his values and his advice for living for future generations? When he doesn't have much time left. And we sat down in my living room one evening, and within a few minutes, we had a song. I mean, it just poured right out. That was the first one. That was Simon's Hero.
Know that I loathe those who care about cruel. You need to know how to stain trends and those who thrive on them.
What did it feel like to be singing his words, to be singing words meant for his grandchildren?
It was an out-of-body experience, honestly. It was an important thing that needed to be said, and I had to step outside of myself, and the lyrics didn't fit that typical pop song format. There was no rhyme. Basically, it became somewhat of a sermon.
And what was this sermon about?
Simon's Hero is about disillusionment with our society and how the world is so fast-paced. The song talks about taking a step back and resonating with what really matters, which is each moment and the people who you care about. That faster is not always better. More is not the answer.
Bernie sounds kind of like a jaded guy, but who also has this incredibly hopeful outlook in life, like leaving something behind for your children and dedicating the last several months of your life to creating music. There's something very hopeful about that, too.
Bernie is the eternal optimist. I have never met somebody who has more hope than Bernie Dalton. He is laying in a bed. He can only move his eyes. And he's planning his next move.
And what does he most want now?
He wants to be home. He's in a nursing home. He's not receiving the ALS-specific care that he needs. And he wants to be remembered as a creative person and an artist, not as a sick guy. He just wants people to hear the music.
Well, it's a really lovely album. Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Essence.
Thank you so much.
Essence Goldman is the voice you can hear on Bernie Dalton's album, Connection. Dalton wrote the words and music, and Goldman was his voice teacher.
I feel so much more.